instead of offering to find common ground on issues like prescription drug pricing, the Democrats wasted much of the year trying to spend another $4 trillion on a slew of brand new entitlement programs. His one significant bipartisan achievement, passing a bipartisan infrastructure bill, was an all but gift wrap and handed to him by a bipartisan group of senators. Even then, liberal Democrats nearly derailed it by insisting its fate be tied to the passage of their unrelated liberal spending spree that's referred to as Build Back Better. Opponents called it Build Back Worse. Thankfully, moderate Democrats in the House successfully delinked the two bills, as we did in the Senate, and sent the infrastructure bill to the president's desk. So that was a bipartisan victory for the president, and it was a victory for bipartisanship in this Senate.